أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تطع أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله، إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ورضي الله تعالى عن السادات التابعين والعلماء العاملين والأئمة الأربعة المجتهدين والمقلدين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, my dear listeners, today is the fourth day of Ramadan. We are 1,437 years after the Hijrah of our blessed Prophet, which is equivalent to the 9th of June 2016. We are still reciting the chapter of the livestock. We are on verse 116. Allah here made the categoric statement, nobody can know this secret except the Lord of creation. Muslims who see the Iman with Allah and the revelation put on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will have to take the Shahada to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So what can I have to say that Muhammad will wait here? Where is he now? Sunnah before Sunnah because Sunnah will wait here. That's not me, Iman. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The command of most of the people on earth, most, will surely lead you to astray, because they don't do anything except think, they conjure. All they do is they think without having clear cut knowledge on things. So by conjecture, they come to conclusion, وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرَصُونَ, they are only guessing. And all they are here is guess. So if your behavior is to listen to most of people on earth, they will lead you astray. This is a very important verse on which a lot of Muslims call us to recite this verse, to show the fallacy of the new democratic system. Because it's a system in which the majority carries the vote. And since Allah is telling us the majority of people are astray, so it means if you subject power to the majority of people, then the whole government or whatever it is will go astray, because this is more. And this observation by scholars is very valuable. That's why